Welcome to the podcast of Radius Church. This podcast is presented in the context of our Sunday morning service. We hope you enjoy this presentation.
Well, it's good to be back with you. Last week, my wife, Rebecca, and I, we took our youngest to college in Springfield, Missouri. And I said, I'm not going to get choked up on that. Take a deep breath. But our baby is gone. And I just want to thank Pastor Mike and Pastor Zach as they continued our Hot Topic series. Didn't they do an awesome job? They did a fantastic job. So appreciate them filling in for us. And it is good to be back and doing Celebration Sunday this morning. So we're going to get things started with child dedication. And we have a lot of kids that are being dedicated to the Lord by their parents. So as I call their names, if they would come on down and bring their parents and other family members who are dedicating them today. First of all, we have Theodore Rex Lutz, who was born July 4th, 2023. If he would bring his father and mother, Adam and Londi Lutz. We have Leonardo William Napoli, born June 26th, 2013. If he would bring Devlin and Lori Napoli as mom and dad. And then last of all, we have a group of kids, Samuel Levi Hoff, August 29th of 2015, Briar Rose Hoff, March 2nd of 2018, Ember Bree Hoff, August 12th, 2020, and Silas Christopher Hoff on September 20th of 2022. If you would bring your mom and dad, Sam and Nadia Hoff, and can we give them all a hand? This morning, we're going to dedicate this group of children along with their parents to the Lord Jesus Christ. And they're following a pattern that we see in Scripture. We read how Jochebed, Moses' mother, dedicated him to the Lord. We see how Hannah dedicated her firstborn son, Samuel, to the Lord. And even Joseph and Mary presented Jesus in the temple and dedicated him to the Lord. And these parents are coming today because they realize the truth of Psalm 127, that these children are an inheritance from the Lord. An inheritance is something that is valuable. And there's three things that you and I can do with an inheritance. Moms and dads, you can ignore it and just act like you don't have an inheritance. You can squander it and waste it. Or you can invest it and help it to grow and to multiply. And so you have a choice with what you're going to do with your child's life. And this morning, as we have talked, you've made the decision that you want to invest in your children's lives. There is a time to pour into them because God has great plans, and to achieve those, your role in their life is vitally important. In Psalm 139, verse 15 to 18, the psalmist said, "My frame was not hidden from you when I was made in the secret place, when I was woven together in the depths of the earth." That word woven, it referred to an exquisitely embroidered tapestry that was woven together. Your child is an exquisite tapestry woven together by God. And it goes on to say, "Your eyes saw my unformed body. All the days ordained for me were written in your book before one of them came to be. How precious are your thoughts to me, O God. How vast is the sum of them. Were I to count them, they would outnumber the grains of sand." God has written days for your kids. He has plans, things he wants them to accomplish. And for them to accomplish them, they need to surrender their lives to Christ to fulfill those plans. But your example, your training in teaching is vital for them to experience that. So this morning we have four charges for you. And if you are accepting these charges, because this is more a parent dedication than a child dedication, you're dedicating yourself to bring them up to know God to the best of your ability. They'll choose for themselves. They'll choose for themselves, but you have a great role. So if you accept these charges, please respond, "We do," after each one. Do you dedicate yourselves as parents to bring your child up in the nurture and admonition of the Lord?
We do.
Do you promise to provide a secure, God-centered environment for your children? And if you're married, as husband and wife, do you consecrate yourselves to each other and to make your marriage a priority?
We do.
Do you promise to instruct your child in the teachings of Christ, to develop Christ-like character in him or her, and to teach him or her how to pray and study the Word of God?
We do.
To the best of your ability, do you promise to shape the home life of your child through family devotions, your words, your attitudes, and your example?
We do.
And finally, if God in his infinite wisdom shall choose to use your child's life in a special way, do you swear to not only give your consent, but to actively encourage your child in the service God should choose for him or her?
We do.
And as much as you have received this charge, we now want to pray for God's blessing, because there will be days of joy where you see, man, this is great. You see your kids doing something awesome. There'll be days of frustration. There may be days of regret of something that you did. There may be days where your child wanders and you're praying and interceding and you're weeping. It's a day of suffering. No matter the day, never give up on your kids, because God's never giving up on them. I would like all of you to stand with me this morning, and we're going to pray for them. And before we do, I want to speak to us about our responsibility as a body to these children. Because you see, when these little ones go into the nursery, their very first example of what church is like comes from our nursery workers. When they go to preschool, when they come into elementary, when they're just in the hallways, if they see us scowling at them, what are you doing having any fun and laughing in church? If that's their picture of God, that he's a fuddy-duddy, and that we hate him, and that we're mean, that's going to communicate to them. And so we want to make sure that we are accurate reflections of Jesus Christ, and that we're praying for them. When they go to camps, we pray for God to move in their lives. When they go to conventions, when they come up to you for the BGMC Bike-a-thon, BGMC raises funds for our missionaries for supplies, curriculum, and equipment, and they're doing it September 9th. When they come up, you'd say, sure, I'll support you. You don't have to give them $1 million, but you can give them, you know, 10, 20, whatever God lays in your heart. But we want to encourage them and support them as they're seeking Christ and his kingdom. Would you please stretch your hands forward this morning as we pray for these kids and their parents? Father God, I thank you for each and every child this morning. Lord, they are a blessing. They are an inheritance. God, you love them dearly. You have fashioned them after your image, and you've given them a destiny. You formed them in their mother's womb, Father God, and you have days prepared for them. And so we present them to you right now. God, I pray for protection for them. Lord, protection as they grow up. Protect them from predators. Protect them from things they see on TV and in the media. Lord, when they gain media themselves, a smartphone, Lord, we pray that their parents will have trained them, that they'll recognize, they'll have sensitive, tender hearts, Father God, to know right from wrong. And God, that you would be a magnet that draws them to you. I pray that each of these kids will sense your destiny. They would just be embraced by it. They would have a passion for you, Jesus, and for your kingdom. Lord, I pray for every mom and dad, grandparent, aunt, uncle, Lord Jesus, that you will help them to be a voice of righteousness, a voice of godly wisdom, not earthly wisdom, a voice of hope, of victory, of healing, of comfort. You would give them understanding to know what to say and do in every situation. Lord, we're going to make mistakes. You don't ask us to be perfect. You just ask us to surrender to your spirit. And I pray you'd bless these parents today. Minister to them. God, help us as a congregation to accurately reflect the love and character of God. And I pray that these kids will be mighty warriors for your kingdom. And every single one makes a commitment to follow you, and they do so all the days of their life. We ask this in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. At this time, my wife is going to join us up on stage, and she has child dedication certificates for each of you, along with a letter that you are to present to your child on their 13th birthday. It's a letter that will encourage them, that will challenge them, and it will bring them back to this day when you dedicated them to the Lord. So can we give a hand to Theodore, Leonardo, Silas, Sam, Ember, and Bree, and Harper this morning, all right? Woo! God bless you all. You can be seated today. And you can be seated. I think child dedications are one of the funnest things I get to do. Amen. I love these little kids. Jesus said, you need faith like a little child. Have you noticed how trusting little kids are? They trust. And that's the kind of trust you and I need to develop in our walk with Christ. Next, we're going to recognize new members this morning, and those who are being received through membership, if you would please come and join me up on the platform. These people have gone through our Destiny classes, and they have fulfilled the requirements of church membership. And some people say, why should I become a member? Why does membership matter? Can't I just enjoy the church by attending and getting involved without becoming a member? And the answer is relationship. You see, membership is about commitment. It's, if you look at the human body, the term membership actually comes from the human body. The Apostle Paul said, "The body, you are the body of Christ and members individually." When you think of the human body, there is a partnership involved where we work together for the common good of the body and for Christ's kingdom. But not only is there partnership, there's relationship. It's of caring, of growth, of support, encouragement, and comfort in times that are difficult. And when you join a church in membership, you're saying, this is the place that I feel God calling me to be part of the body, to engage in partnership and in relationship. And so this morning, we have Devlin and Lori Napoli and Lucas Wagner. Can you give them a hand? They are joining Radius as members. And at the end of our Destiny class, we talked about the four commitments of membership. And if we could show those up on the screen, these are the four commitments that members make. And as you are saying, yes, we want to become members, we commit ourselves to doing these things to help the church to be strong and healthy and for the church to be able to impact our community, please respond with the words, we do. First, I will protect the unity of my church by acting in love toward other members, by refusing to gossip, by following the leaders, and by resolving conflict biblically. I will share the responsibility of my church by praying for its growth, by inviting the unchurched to attend, by warmly welcoming those who visit, by building relationships with the body, and by attending annual and special business meetings. I will serve the ministry of my church by discovering my gifts and talents, by being equipped to serve and serving in ministry, and by developing a servant's heart. And last of all, I'll support the testimony of my church by attending faithfully, by living a godly life, and by giving regularly.
We do.
At this time, I would like our board members to join me up on the platform. We want to pray for these individuals as they're making this commitment to the body and to Christ. It's a greater commitment. And I have found many times when people say, you know, I'm going to make a commitment of some kind, get involved in ministry, tithe, do this, do that, do something, follow God in obedience. The enemy doesn't like that, and he likes to attack us. He likes to discourage us. Well, why'd you do that? See, this isn't worth it. It doesn't matter. And so we want to pray for protection and also blessing upon these individuals. And I want you to realize in the days ahead, because you've said, yes, I'm making this commitment, Don't be surprised if you come under attack. But just know that greater is he who is with you than he who is in the world. And Jesus has promised that he'll never leave you, he'll never forsake you. And when you are in trouble, let us know the body, because the Bible talks about when one member suffers, we all suffer. If we don't know your suffering, we can't support and encourage and pray for you and lift you up and help you in those times. So I would like you to stand with me this morning. We're giving you a little bit of spiritual calisthenics. Stretch out your arms as we pray for God's protection and blessing. Lord Jesus, I thank you for Devlin and Lori. God, how you have brought them back to you here in the past few months, and they've been growing so much, and they have been just going after you with all their hearts. I thank you for Lucas, a young man who's graduated, who's involved in ministry, in church, just growing, taking the next steps of his life. Lord, I pray for your blessing upon him, upon them. Lord, I pray for protection. I pray that you would just put a canopy, Lord, over Lori and Devlin and over Lucas. Lord, that you would just minister to them. That, Lord, when the enemy comes, they would run to your word. They would run to the support of the body. They would run to Jesus, look to Jesus, the author and the finisher of their faith. Because, God, you are faithful. You're their defender. So we pray that you would help them. And, God, bless them. Bless them, Father God, as they engage in the life of the body, in relationship, in ministry, God, and just supporting, inviting people, being witnesses to the lost. I ask, Lord Jesus, that they would just experience all that you have for them. Help them to keep growing. Bless them. Multiply them. We ask these things in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. Would you give them a hand this morning? Hang on, hold on, stay here. At this time, want to present you guys, congratulations, a letter of membership and a membership card that you can put in your wallet, so you are now officially card-carrying members of Radius Church. Don't leave home without it. There's also a little something extra in there for you. So God bless you. We're so happy that you've made that commitment, but most of all, just seeing what God is doing in your life, that's what we're really thrilled about. Lord bless you guys. Our theme, as Pastor Zach said, or as you will see in just a moment, I said earlier, is abundance. And God has blessed us abundantly. We have a video that we're going to share with you, just sharing how God has abundantly blessed us. Please watch the screens.
Pastor Craig prays every year for our church, and every year he asks for a word from God. And going into 2023, he received the word abundance. So far during this year of 2023, God has blessed us immensely here at Radius Church. Today, we celebrate those victories and the abundance that God has given us, and we're here to tell you all about them. One of the ways that we have experienced God's abundance is through our finances. As of right now, $186,000 has come in over our estimated budget for the year. We received a $6,000 grant from iHeart Wyoming to be able to better reach our community, which we're using for our fall festival outreach, that big giant inflatable that you get to play with later, as well as a battery-powered speaker system. We as a church were also able to give $6,200 to Jumpstart Project to finish and furnish an apartment to be used as a ministry center in a sensitive country. A $3,000 grant was also given for us to be able to pour a new curb cutout on the east sidewalk for better food pantry access, which you'll see here in just a little bit. $15,000 gift was given to our church for the women's ministry to remodel their bathroom. An additional $80,000 gift was given to the church to be used for a special project. Pray for guidance in stewarding this generous donation. Our missions giving has been stronger than ever, so we've increased mission support to $320 a month by increasing all of our Wyoming missionaries to at least $150 a month and added a new one, Tristan Jepson, which is our Wyoming Youth Alive missionary. On top of all of this, we are currently $61,000 in the black for 2023 general fund. Not only has God blessed us through our finances, but also through our youth, through our kids, and through things that we've been able to improve here at the building, as well as in people's lives spiritually. Our Helping Hands food pantry has been able to give 112,966 pounds of food away from January to July of 2023. That's 56.5 tons of food that we have been able to give to 2,581 families that we have been able to serve this year. Right now, we are averaging 30 new families a month. Our volunteers put in over 495 hours a month. We've been able to help local churches, district churches, as well as other food pantries and other ministries here in Casper to be able to better help our community. We are so thankful and blessed to be able to have Helping Hands Food Pantry and all the great things that they're able to do for our community. Camps were super powerful this summer, and specifically at youth camp, kids couldn't wait to be able to worship God the next day. So after service and after waiting a little bit, they decided to go into the sanctuary, put on some music, and worship God on their own. Check this out. Also able to start a growth track for new believers, a four-week class for them to be able to learn the fundamentals and basics of Christianity. We also completed our house lighting project, which allows us to turn our house lights off here in the sanctuary on and off immediately, which is super fantastic and allows us to be able to do so much more and be energy efficient. We are completing the remodel of our hospitality room, which has been completely painted and even a little bit furnished. Now we're just waiting to install some TVs and a speaker system so we can do classes in there. Our youth and kids center also got a remodel. We got a new sound booth expansion, as well as bigger screens, better screens. We did a paint job. We've got some cool games. Lastly, that I want to share with you, church, is 27 people have received Christ in our services this year so far. God is doing so much. He has provided so much abundance for our finances, our heart, and the way we can reach our community. And so let's continue to use what God has given us for His glory. Let's celebrate with God today, knowing He is doing incredible things right here at Radius Church and right here in Casper, Wyoming. Can we give God a hand? Right? Absolutely. Thank you, Jesus, for what He is doing here at Radius Church, what He's allowing us to be able to do here in Casper. We have had so many projects in the works, as you guys can see. We have been very, very busy. And so sometimes if we don't always answer our phone right away, we do apologize about that. There's always so much going on here at Radius Church, and I am so grateful for you guys because it's really you guys that be able to make that happen. Everything that we do here is because of you guys. So many hours put in for food pantry, the painting, all of the work, all of the activities, getting everything set up day in, day out to make our youth, our kids, and so many different things happen is because of you guys and your faithfulness, not just in your faithfulness of your giving, but in the faithfulness of your time and your heart to be able to make things happen and to be able to make men's breakfast happen, you know, to be able to get up before 6 a.m. and be here at the church and cook breakfast every week or every other week or set up tables, set up chairs. It means so much to me. It really does as a pastor because it allows me to be able to pour into our youth, pour into our young adults, to pour into you guys more. It gives me that opportunity. It gives me that time just to be able to dive into God's word and be able to share that with other people. I am blessed to be able to bring something else for you guys to be able to do as well. While I do this, we forgot to do something during that video. Gentlemen, if you would, please, they're going to move. We have some covers over here. Our baptism tank is just here in the back.
are those that are getting baptized today are going and getting ready. And can you give these guys a hand, these strapping young men a hand? They're so strong. Don't knock over the guitar there. Thank you. But I am blessed to be able to launch something with you guys today. Today, we are launching our own Radius Church app that we have for you guys. I'm going to allow you guys, if you guys wish to pull out your phone, you can go ahead and pull out your phone. Okay, and if you want to go to the third slide for me, this is how you're going to download it. So we've been working with a company called Tithely. They work our website, all of our giving, and so many other things. Well, they also produce apps as well. And so for you to be able to download our app, which is available right now, you can go to your app store, whether you have iPhone or whether you have Android. And this is what you're going to search for when you pull it up. You're going to search for Tithely Church app, and it has a blue look. Now, you have QR codes that will take you directly to it, and it is the correct one that you need. And so whether you're Android or Apple, you can leave that up there for a minute. It's a blue-looking app. Once you have installed that app, you're then going to search for our church. And all you have to do is just type in Radius Church, and you're going to be able to find us, which is going to allow you to be able to better communicate with us and just be able to do so much more through this app. And I'm just going to kind of walk some of this through with you guys as well. Can you go back one more? They still need the QR code. Just leave it up there for a little bit. So, or you can just search within the App Store. Just search Radius Church or get the one that you need, your QR code. This will also be available on our website. So if you want to go and go get it later, you don't have to have it right now. But you can go get that later whenever you guys need to. So you'll be able to find it pretty easily. But I get to be able to share our app with you guys, which is absolutely amazing and something I've been working on for a while to be able to make happen. And so if you want to go to the next screen, we'll have this up again afterwards for a little bit. This is what it looks like when you first pop it up. This is what our app looks like. If you want to go to the next one, you guys can scroll down and you'll see different things that are available. Go ahead and scroll down one. Go to the next slide for me as well. And you'll see, go back one. I don't know where I'm at anymore. No, that's perfect. Yep. So we have all of these different things that are available on our app for you that you can get right to our Facebook, our Instagram, or anything else as well. And so the first thing I want to be able to show you guys is our resource page that we have for you. Pastor Craig has done a ton of resources within the last year that he has been able to offer to you guys. So if you want to go to the next slide for me. This is what it looks like. You can click on one of those, and it's going to give you that resource specifically. You want to be able to read through the Bible in an entire year? We've got a plan for that and help keep that on track for you. We've got all of these different resources for you, how to be able to share your testimony, how to share the gospel with other people. It's all right there within the app for you to be able to pull up. The next section that we have is our prayer wall that we have here. I talked about prayer earlier and you being able to write it down on the card. Well, if you have a prayer right now that you want to be able to share that is immediate, right? You don't have time maybe to call the church. You can pull up the app really quick and you can just add. You don't even have to put your name. You can be anonymous and just say, hey, I need prayer for this. I need prayer for that. And other people can go and say that they're praying for that. You can comment on someone else's prayer need saying, I'm praying for you, right? It's a better way for us to communicate each other's needs to each other and help each other out, okay? Which is what we need to be able to do as a church, right? The biggest thing that I see that people really struggle with is just it's communication. It's communicating their needs, their thoughts, what's going on in life, what's hindering me, okay? I've watched guys work on a truck before just sitting there, and two are watching a movie while one's banging around in his truck, doesn't know what to do next. But it takes him 20 minutes before he says, hey, I need help hauling this thing out. I can't get my motor out. And I'm like, you could have asked that for 20 minutes ago. We would have been a whole lot further. All we have to do is communicate with each other just a little bit more. And this app's going to allow us to be able to do that. If you want to go to the next slide for me as well, we have past sermons. You can watch them or listen to them on the go. You can download it directly to your phone and listen to it for you to be able to do. So if you missed last week's, you can go ahead and listen to it or watch it, whatever you need to be able to do. You don't need a laptop. You don't have to pull up your web browser anymore. You can go directly to it. You can also give on the app as well. So instead of just going to our website every week, if that's what you like to do, you can do it right through the app. That's what it looks like. Super simple, straightforward. You want to make an account? You can in the top right-hand corner where it says log in or sign up if you already have one. Go to the next slide for me. We have events. You want to know when the next event is or need the details about it because you don't remember. You lost the flyer in your car or your children ate it. Don't play, okay? All right. I ate paper as a child too, okay? I thought it tasted good. Okay? I know what children do, okay? They lick windows, okay? They think they're funny, but that's what they do. Go to the next slide for me. Our next one that we have is called Connect, and within that, we can build groups, okay? I have already built a youth group, okay? What does it allow me to be able to do is anyone who has the app, you sign up, you create an account, and you join that group. Go to the next slide for me. And here's what it looks like. You can see all the different kind of groups that we have, okay? So if you need to be able to know, hey, what's next? Or Pastor Zach, what's going on? You can communicate. You can text right within that group and say, Pastor Zach, when's that event again? It's already going to be in there. Instead of having to go to Facebook and Instagram and try and find, or if you don't even like those and you're just like, man, it's really hard to communicate with churches sometimes because, well, I don't always like social media, and that's okay. But you can right here through the app. I can communicate all of the youth group needs, everything that's going on, all of our events, and you guys can ask questions in that. The youth can be on it, the parents can be on it, and you guys can know what's happening next for each and every group that we have, whether it's for ministry specifically or whether it's for our freedom groups. That way they can communicate and sign up for them as well. And so you're going to see a whole lot more within that as we begin to build that out and talk with our ministry leaders. So ministry leaders, if you want to have a group for your ministry, come and let me know, and we'll build that for you, and we'll get that set up. And I believe that is my last one. There's a more page on there as well. And so, again, I'm going to leave that up there for a few minutes in case you guys really need to be able to download it. But just go through the app. Check it out. See what's there. If you're gone out of town, there's a live stream one. It's going on right now. You can pull it up and see me again. You can see me twice. Okay? I don't think you want to see me twice, but that's okay. This app's going to allow us to be able to do so many more things and stay connected to each other as a church, which is exactly what we need, especially in this day and age, okay? And I want to be able to be connected with you guys as well. So, one, talk to me, find me after service. I'd love to connect with some of you guys as we run through the inflatable. If you want to race me, I'll race you, okay? Only adults only, okay? No youth, because they're going to win anyways. But I'll race any adult here, so bring it. 21 or older, okay, 21 or older, that's an adult for me, all right, Sam doesn't count, Sam Stevens doesn't count. That is all I have for you guys. Please enjoy the app, use it. If you guys have questions, you guys can see me after service with the app as well. I'm going to now hand it over to our wonderful, fearless Pastor Craig.
One, there we go. Thank you. I want to thank Pastor Zach for all of his work on the app, plus a lot of other special projects, and also Pastor Mike as he helped with that AV booth expansion remodel. Can you give him a hand? Amen. Well, we're going to wrap things up today with water baptism. And water baptism is significant. We don't get baptized in water to get to heaven. We don't get baptized in water to have our sins washed away. The Bible tells us that without the shedding of blood, there is no forgiveness of sin. We are cleansed of our sin by the blood of Jesus Christ, putting our faith and trust in Him. When you look in the Bible, anytime someone was baptized, it always says, repent and be baptized. Repentance had to accompany baptism. Repentance, it means to turn around. It means to change direction, to change your mind. Instead of going your direction the way you want to go, you realize that you're a sinner, Christ died for you, and that you're turning around saying, I want to follow you, God. I want to surrender my life to you. And that's what water baptism is about, because it symbolizes that commitment you make. Going down in the water symbolizes a burial, a death to self. I used to go my direction, and I got to be careful, I'm close to the edge here. I'm turning around, I'm dying to myself, and I'm going to live for God. And coming up from the water symbolizes a new life. I jokingly say in our baptism class, we're talking about it, I haven't lost a single person yet. We don't put you down and don't bring you up, okay? You go down and you come up, and that coming up symbolizes a resurrection from the dead, from that burial, that we are living a new life for Christ. that when I gave my life to Christ, I have a new value system. I have new priorities. I have a new way of looking at things. I have new passions. Those passions are to follow God and to fulfill His ways, His plans and purposes for my life and for those around me. And so this morning, we have five individuals who are being baptized in water. If my board members who are helping, if they would come up on the platform at this time. And what we will be doing is we'll show a video testimony of the person who is going to be baptized, and then we'll baptize them. Enjoy.
Hi, my name is Lori, and I've been coming to Radius Church since April 2nd of 2023. I remember the date. Pastor Craig helped me with it. There was a guest speaker that day. It all started about a year ago, last August. My father passed away. And I was really struggling a lot with sadness and heartache and grief. It's still kind of hard for me to talk about, you know, my depression and anxiety that I've kind of struggled with a lot of my life crept back in. And like I said, I was just really having a hard time. So I talked to my husband, and we thought it might be a good idea for me to try coming back to church. We also thought it would be really good for our son, Leo. So I got online and I started researching churches, and I found Radius Church. And I picked Radius Church because it was an Assemblies of God church, and I grew up in that kind of church. So I was familiar with it. Just wanted to go with something I was comfortable with. So the very first day that I came to Radius Church, like I said, there was a guest speaker, and at the end of the service, he invited anyone to come down in the front of the church who wanted to accept Jesus. And he had anybody raise their hand who wanted to do that, and God moved me to raise my hand. I don't think the thought even crossed my mind. My hand just went up, and I went down in front of the whole congregation and was saved that day and rededicated my life to Christ. But since I've become a Christian and got saved that day, God has really been helping me to heal and forgive. And also, you know, the sadness that I felt before is much better. My anxiety is better. I still have bad days, you know. Now I have Jesus to lean on in those difficult times, which has just been amazing. I want to be baptized to celebrate my new life with Jesus, and just to show my commitment for my walk with Him. And I want to serve the Lord just because He has helped me so much. I just want to help others find Jesus and follow Him as well.
Lori, upon your profession of faith, as Jesus is your Lord and Savior, I now baptize in the name of the Father, in the name of Jesus the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
My name is Devlin. I had previously lived a typical atheistic life of sin. I was sort of just meandering through life, kind of lost, feeling like I was without meaning. And yeah, pretty simple, pretty straightforward. That's about it. So I believe in my heart, truly what caused me to turn to Jesus was actually the prayers of my wife and my boy. My life since accepting Jesus, I wouldn't say has gotten any easier, but I would say that there is a certainty feeling of meaning in my life, and it does fill my spirit and mentality with that meaning. I'm choosing to get baptized as I've been new to Christianity and reading the Bible. It's very clear that Jesus gives us commands, commands that I feel that need to be followed. One of those commands is to be baptized, and so I want to do what Jesus leads me to do, and that's why I'm doing this.
By the way, this is Lori's husband, all right? All right. Devlin, upon your profession of faith, as Jesus is your Lord and Savior, and I'll baptize you in the name of the Father, in the name of Jesus, the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
I'm Jennifer McLeod, and I've lived in Casper for 4 years. Well, I feel like I've followed Christ since I was a kid. I've always desired him and prayed for his wisdom and discernment, but I just haven't always lived accordingly. And I was baptized in high school, but again, wasn't living accordingly. But I've always continued throughout my life to desire him. I've always been in his word, something I feel I need to do every night before I go to bed. And finally, I just feel like I'm in a place where I'm ready to be completely obedient to him. And so I just wanted to sort of celebrate that through a baptism that is actually meaningful to me, not when I was a kid. And so I'm excited about it.
Jennifer, we're so thrilled about your commitment to follow Jesus as your Lord and Savior. And so it's my privilege to baptize in the name of the Father, in the name of Jesus the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
Hi, this is David Birch. I've been going to the Radius Church for over 3 years now. It was through my cousin that got me started to going to this church. I have a lot of new friends here since I became a new Christian and to save my soul is why I'm getting baptized.
David, upon your profession of faith as Jesus as your Lord and your Savior, I now baptize you in the name of the Father, and then Jesus the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
Hi, my name is Mark Smith. I've been going to Faith Assembly here for 10 years or more. I have known the Lord since I was 17 years old, but I haven't always served the Lord. I stepped out of His grace, but I came back to Him, and He took me back. Praise the Lord. He forgave me, and He also set me free from the bondage of pornography, and He also healed my back. The doctors said I had a collapsed disc, as well as degenerative disc, as well as arthritis, and he healed me of that. So now I know my Savior, my Heavenly Father, in a more powerful and personal way. I know Him as my Savior and my Redeemer and my healer. And I want this act of baptism to be an act of rededication.
Mark, upon your profession of faith and your rededication to Jesus this morning, and I'll baptize in the name of the Father, in the name of Jesus the Son, and the Holy Spirit. You know, I love the celebration of new life, of saying, God, I realize I need You, and I'm coming to You. And this morning, as we wrap things up and then proceed with our celebration time, we're going to sing a song called Chain Breaker, because God breaks chains in our lives. He demolishes strongholds. He gives hope. He removes our sin and gives us the righteousness of Jesus Christ. And I realize there may be some of you this morning, maybe you're here with us for the first time or you're watching us online. I'd like everyone just to bow their heads and close their eyes. And maybe you don't have a relationship with Jesus Christ. Maybe you realize today, as you've been here, you've sensed the Spirit of God, the reality of what He's done in other people's lives, how He's changed them, helped them. And you would say, I realize I need to give my life to Christ. I need to surrender to Him. I need to repent and someday be baptized. If that's you, if God's speaking to you, He's drawing you towards Him, would you just slip your hand up this morning? I see a number of hands going up. That is awesome. Anyone else? Anyone else this morning? For those who are watching online, if God's speaking to your heart and you'd say, yes, I need to receive Christ, just raise your hand there in the privacy of the room, wherever you're watching us. Just say, God, I'm responding to You. Anyone else in the house, you'd say, I want to receive Christ today. I want to say this prayer. I'd like each of us to repeat this prayer, no one praying alone. Father God, I thank You for Your great love, that You sent Jesus to die for my sin. He took my punishment. And so now I repent. I confess my sin and I turn from it. I want to follow You. I want to live a new life dedicated to loving You and living for You. Thank You, God. Help me on my new journey as I walk with You. Amen. Amen.
You have been listening to the podcast of Radius Church in Casper, Wyoming. For more information, please check us out at radiuschurch.live or call us at 307-265-9121. We hope you've enjoyed this presentation.